Hi, this is.
You're tuned in to Campus and Community Radio with CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Hi, this is Corey Thomas, and you're listening to Night Danger Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Yeah. Yeah. right, CKUW 95.9 FM. Yep. That's us. And it's the Night Danger Radio Show you're listening to now. And got about 40 minutes left in the show. And there you have it. There's a set inspired by Show Ponies. Amazing show on Saturday night. And I just took some bands that I thought, you know, were somewhat similar, I suppose, to Show Pony, and threw them all together in one music set, and there we go. So we just heard Trampoline. I haven't played Trampoline in a long time. They're local, if you don't know, from Winnipeg, and they were quite active for a while, and then now they're very, very quiet. But hopefully they're getting ready to ramp things up in 2026, maybe. We heard Escher. And the live version of it, Off the Floor, that is, which is a 7-inch from 2020 and self-released by the band. And we heard Garbage before that with Only Happy When It Rains. And that's from the self-titled record. And that came out in 1995 on Almo originally, and that's been, of course, re-released a few times, like everything. Winnipeg's own the Sorrells, who actually don't exist anymore, which is sad, but I mean, such is life. One of my favorites, though, She's in the Gang, which is a 7-inch, and I actually don't know what year that was, but I own it, and it's wonderful. It's great. My friend J-Rod and my friend Jill from the same band, for Pete's sakes, and then my friend Paige Drobot joined for a while, but then the Sorrells went silent. And yeah, I don't think we're going to be hearing anything from the Sorrells in the near future. You never know. Maybe they'll reform, but I kind of don't think that's going to happen. But yeah, you can't win them all. Sorry, I screwed up. We actually heard Death Cassette as well. One of my faves, you know, local, amazing record called Get Rid of It. When did that come out? God, I can't even remember now. Jeez. Nope. I don't know. I have no clue. I'll have to look it up. But anyways, we heard Storm, which is just a ripper from them. And yeah, I don't know. I wonder. I'm hearing some murmurs that there's new music from Death Cassette. And maybe they'll get in the studio and record something and get it out sometime in 2026. That'd be amazing. They just did a tribute. They did the Distillers. And that was the same night that I was at the Show Pony show. So maybe that's why I played it in the same. Because they're Show Pony and Death Cassette are two pretty different bands. But they were playing on the same night. So what the hell. Throw it in there. One of my records of the year. It'll probably be on my albums of the year list. In fact, I'm sure it will be. It's a band called Wet Leg, and we heard a song called Davina McCall from their record Moisturizer, which of course came out in 2025 on Domino Records. And yeah, we heard the one and only Show Pony to start things off with Makes No Difference. That's the second single off the upcoming EP coming in 2026. Lots to look forward to in 2026, looks like, for sure. That's on Dreamhouse Records. And man, if you know, I just saw that Show Pony have signed on to do Winterruption again. I saw them at Winterruption last year, and they're fantastic, of course. And so anyway, I'm looking forward to Winterruption. Going to Fear, New York City's own Fear. Oh my God, legends. You know, coming to Winterruption. And Real Love, who puts on Winterruption along with the West End, they just released a whole bunch of more bands playing Winterruption, including Show Pony. But we'll keep you going on that. Probably in early January, we'll do like a Winterruption show list, I guess we'll call it. But you know what? Speaking of which, let's do the CKW Concert and Club event guide here at 2:23 in the morning for whoever's still up and about. I don't know how many of you are still awake. Who knows? Good grief. What's the date today, man? Oh, it's the 10th. Gosh. All right. Listen, tonight, in other words, Wednesday night, the Compost album release show. God, I want to go to this, but I don't know if I'm going to have the juice. I might just go and I love Compost. They're so great. Saw them opening for Moses Mays, and they just blew my mind. So, and they got some stuff out, by the way, already. If you want to hear it on Bandcamp, it's just fantastic. I played them last week, for sure. So that's December the 10th, of course, Wednesday at Times Changed. The Castanes, who we heard earlier, the Bloodshots and Paige Drobot, who we also heard earlier. They're December the 13th, the Osborne Tap House, and I think I have to make my way down. I haven't seen Paige play Paige and the Fellas for a long time. It's been, gosh, it's been months. So I think I need my Paige Drobot fix. So I'll have to get out there. Something that I'd love to go to, of course, is the Lost Country Christmas show, December the 18th. I don't know, man. I don't know. Because Leaf Rapids, Ridley Bent are playing December the 20th at Times Changed. So many shows. Yay, yay. The Crash Test Dummies, though, they're here December 22nd at Club Regent. The Windups are doing something that they've done for a while. What is it, the third annual or something? The Windups are playing pre-Christmas, pre-New Year's Eve, December 30th, Times Changed. If you want a party, go see the Windups. They're massively awesome, and it is a party. It's a dance party, if you were wondering. So, golly, that'd be amazing to go see them. And, of course, we announced earlier B.A. Johnson, Smokey Tiger, and the Stanley Country Cut-Ups are December 31st, New Year's Eve, at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club. My God, so great. Listen to this one, too. This one sounds interesting to maybe start your, if you don't go out to any shows on New Year's Eve, you know, January the 2nd at the Park Theater, it's a Primus and Portishead tribute all in one night. Check your local listings for the, it's like an all-star cast of musicians from Winnipeg putting on Portishead and Primus. My God, that might be like a wicked way to start off 2026. And of course, it's at the Park Theater, so you know the sound, the lighting, the staff, everything's going to be great there. So that'll be incredible. And then I have like a big blank for, for January, which is, January's a slowdown month and I need it. My bank account needs it. But Fear, Negative Charge, and Age of Self, oh my God. January 23rd at the West End Cultural Center. That'll be scary. That's part of Winteruption. We got Big Sugar here on January the 30th at Club Regent. The Offspring and Bad Religion are Saturday, February the 14th at Canada Life. The Trues are back at the Burton Cummings Theater on the 21st of February. Charlie Crockett is here on February 26th, also Burton Cummings Theater. I might have to go to this, folks. It's Megadeth's last tour, apparently, and they're playing with the Mighty Anthrax and Exodus. Wow, that's a crazy thrash lineup. February 25th, Canada Life. Good grief. Then we got Live, who I've always wanted to see. I've never seen them live before, and they're playing with Big Wreck and Econoline Crush. That's March the 2nd at the Big Canada Life Rink. I got to go to this, and I better not sleep on the tickets because I bet you they'll sell out. It's at the Park Theater. It's Elisepi. I can never say her name. Elisepi. E-L-I-S-A-P-I-E. She is playing March the 19th at the Park. And this, I don't know if this is sold out yet, but William Prince and Boy Golden together. Oh, my God. April 25th at the Centennial Concert Hall. The new Boy Golden singles are incredible, by the way. You should go check them out because, oh my God, Boy Golden's going to do it again. Yeah, I'm going to predict an early album of the year for Boy Golden because I think it's coming out in 2026 for show. Listen to this, folks. Triumph just announced today, May 5th, Canada Life Center. Yeah, Triumph are celebrating their 50th anniversary as a band. Holy cow, crazy. And my last listing is Winter Sleep, who I love. That'll be Saturday, June the 13th at the Park Theater. Boy, they're ahead of the bar, hey, for booking. My God, that's an early booking all the way into summer 2026. So I really want to go to that one too, but who knows? I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Never mind in June, of next year. So, all right, listen up. This next set's going to be fun, and it's almost 2:30, 2:28 in the morning. Got about 32 minutes left to go here. But listen, so at the Show Ponies show, I went up to grab a beverage, and I kind of know the bar staff pretty good because I go there so damn much, I guess. And so one of the fellas is like, "Hey, dude," and I'm like, "What?" And he's like, "Guess who just walked in?" And I'm like, "Who?" And he's like, "McLovin, the actor that played McLovin." And I'm like, "What?" And I'm like, "You're freaking lying to me, man." And he's like, "No." And then I talked to a few people, including Thomas from Show Pony. And Thomas just looked at me and he was like, "Yeah, man, I heard he was coming to the show tonight, you know, from whoever." I'm like, "That's incredible." And apparently McLovin, along with the cast and some of the cast and crew, from that movie, all showed up at the Park Theater and were part of the big crowd for the Show Pony second single release. Incredible. So, of course, I had to play some stuff off the Super Bad soundtrack. McLovin's, to me, one of the most epic characters put out on film. I never saw him. Like, I went and got my beverage, scanned the room like crazy. Like, "Where's McLovin, man?" And then I think Show Pony were... This is after Uncanny Valley from Calgary played, one of the openers. And then I think I was looking up on stage and Show Pony were getting ready. And I'm like, "I got to get down there." So I never got to meet McLovin. I would have made an ass of myself. I would have been like, "Dude, I love McLovin," or something. But anyways, apparently it's true. Apparently he's here in Winnipeg shooting a film. And I missed my chance to meet him. That would have been so cool to just say, "Hey, man, that's awesome." But you can't win them all. Anyways, here's our Super Bad set. A bunch of songs from the movie. Epic, epic movie. I'm going to have to watch that, I think. Golly. Anyways, it is CKUW. It's 95.9 FM. Night Danger Radio is going till 3 in the morning. I think we're going to have time to play this set, come back, say goodnight, and then we're going to play a thrash metal song or two for you. So, you know how we like to get mean, by the end of the night, just loud and mean. That's how we do it, So, here we go.
Go! your style. Maybe it's the way that you carry yourself. Well, maybe it's the way that you wear your hair. You move with a feeling and you sure know how. Girl, I'm out to get your love and I'm too hot to stop now.
Tuned in to Campus and Community Radio with CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Hi, this is Death Cassette, and you're listening to Night Danger Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah!
Every man.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah, and I will never be free. No, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah. You broke it, you broke it, oh no. These eyes watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend.
You spoke it.
All right, CKUW 95.9 FM. Yeah, the Night Danger Radio Show is coming to a rapid close. We've got 8 minutes to go, and it's been a pleasure. I mean, it's been kind of a, you know, a sad show in many ways, and then it's been kind of a funny show in other ways, and hopefully it's been kind of a rocking show for people. But yeah, what a strange week, you know. Very strange. Life is strange, that's for sure. All right, so that was kind of a funny set. It would have been nice to meet Mick Lovin. He was at the Show Pony release show, second single release show on Saturday night. And, yeah, didn't see him. Too busy watching Show Pony and Uncanny Valley. But anywho. Hey. Dun, 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 dun. Hey, yeah. Anyway. We're getting distracted here. So we just heard The Rapture with Echoes from 2000 and, from the album Echoes, sorry, from 2003. DFA Records put it out. I remember that part of the movies when they're all partying hard with the so-called sketchy people or whatever. And those guys are trying to steal booze from them and stuff. That was pretty funny. Not as funny as the Guess Who These Eyes scenes, which was incredible. Not McLovin, though, but anyway, These Eyes was from Wheatfield Soul from 1969 on RCA Records. Amazing scene there. We'll never forget that one. With Gene Knight before that, as we get right into the actual soundtrack, These Eyes and The Rapture were not on the official Superbad soundtrack, by the way, but Gene Knight was. Do Me was the song. And the soundtrack was released in 2014 on Lakeshore Records. From that same record, The Bar Keys before that with Too Hot to Stop. Before that, it was Lyle Workman with Two in a Row. Seth Pulls Into the Lot. And off the top, it was Super What? Which actually name checks McLovin in that tune. So pretty incredible stuff for Shirley. All right. Well, you know what? We're going to end with one tune. And it's going to be a loud one, and I had a whole kind of thrash metal set planned, mostly because of the Megadeth show, the Megadeth, Anthrax, and Exodus show that was announced. But we're going to end with a band not on that bill at all. They're one of my favorites. I've never seen them before, and I think I missed them. The rumor was they came to Winnipeg. I didn't even know about this, and I pay attention, which is ridiculous. But they were apparently in Winnipeg. And they played that that event center thing in the old Spaghetti Factory, the old Spaghetti Factory building. But I missed it. What can you do? But listen, thanks so much for listening, though, folks. I'm going to go home and get some sleep, get some Christmas shopping done. Listen, I'm not back next week. There's going to be a repeat, and I hope it's going to be my last year's Christmas show, because we want to spread Christmas joy throughout the land. So, and remember, the week after that, we'll be back in the studio, God willing, and we'll be doing Christmas for 3 hours. So thanks for listening. Take care, everyone. Here's Overkill. Jeez.